From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Some Utahns' voter registration records will no longer be private under a new law. At the end of May, the records will be public of any voter who opted in to make their information private or withheld. The Lieutenant Governor's office says they'll be viewable on the voter registration list, which is available on request for a fee. People will be able to see things like address, party affiliation, and elections a voter has cast a ballot in. It will not include personal information like driver's license, state ID, or social security numbers. Utahns who might be at risk can apply for their records to be protected. People like domestic violence victims, some public figures, and law enforcement officers. A Utah audit found misused Medicaid funds at nursing facilities. They add up to about $450 million. The Utah State Auditor's Office looked at data from 2016 to 2024. It found half of the Medicaid dollars went to non-government hospital groups as administrative fees, instead of for patient care. The audit says this happened in part because the Utah Department of Health and Human Services failed in its oversight. It also found the health department collected administrative fees far higher than the actual cost of administering the program. Does building more homes actually lower prices? New research from the Pew Charitable Trust finds the answer is yes. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
What could Utah learn from Austin, Texas? Analysis by Pew says it dropped median rent by about $250 a month over the last 5 years. Austin had a surge of new housing thanks to big changes in zoning and permitting. Alex Horowitz is director of housing policy for Pew. He says the biggest thing governments can do is get out of the way.
Builders are ready to build homes, but they're facing too many regulatory barriers, and so they only end up building for the top end of the market or large apartment buildings.
Salt Lake City passed zoning reform in 2023, but there haven't been statewide changes. Carson Eilers is policy director at the Utah League of Cities and Towns. He says the problem will take more than zoning changes.
For every house, you need to make sure you have adequate drinking water, adequate sewer supply, adequate transportation. All of these systems that are typically public systems.
This year, state lawmakers passed legislation aimed at making those types of infrastructure projects cheaper, potentially increasing the number of places for rent in Utah. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
The Sugar House District might be getting a new hotel that could be up to 90 feet tall. Tuesday night, the Salt Lake City Council will consider rezoning to add the building to the northwest corner of Sugar House Park. The hotel would be built where the old Sizzler restaurant used to be. The restaurant was demolished in 2024, and the property has been vacant ever since. The current zoning only allows buildings 35 to 40 feet tall. In a public hearing last month, people complained a taller building would obstruct views and would be out of place next to the park. Expect some traffic delays around Utah this weekend. Park City's Main Street is hosting a parade today to celebrate Olympians and Paralympians from the Milan Cortina and Paris Games. Lower Main Street will be closed at 11 a.m. and vehicle traffic on the rest of Main will be stopped at 4 o'clock. On Saturday and Sunday, thousands of Latter-day Saints will gather in downtown Salt Lake City for the faith's general conference. The event will take place at the Conference Center on North Temple. There won't be parking there, but conference tickets double as Utah Transit passes for the event. You're listening to KUER News.